You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyak. Sacramento-based steel and resonator guitarist Ross Hammond is out with a new album. It's called Riding Dragons in Winter. He'll be performing at the Sophia on December the 1st. Welcome back to Insight. This is not your first time here.
No, thank you.
You dedicated this album to your wife and daughter. How do they shape the music that you make?
Oh, boy. It's honestly, it's like constant inspiration just around the house. You know, I'm a family guy, you know, it's just my vibe. And just being able to be a musician and be a dad and be a husband and, you know, try to make it all work, and not sucking at anything, you know, that's kind of the motivation.
Right.
So, a lot of that comes out, you know, musically. I feel like there's a lot of, there's always, you know, when my daughter was a baby, there were always like little things I would sing to her around the house that I would turn into songs, and you know, and I will play music for her a lot of times when she's going to sleep, like lullabies and stuff. And a lot of these things have turned into projects, and
so dedication just seemed natural.
Yeah, and it's just a constant muse. I mean, honestly, at this point, it's not even a conscious thing, really. I just feel like playing music, you know, playing my guitar and stuff, and improvising. That's basically how I communicate with the world. I mean, I feel like I can do it better that way than anything, than writing or talking on the radio or anything. You know, I feel like just playing guitar, I can be like, okay, for me, it's the most pure form of communication. So if there's if there's inspiration, if there's muse, which I have around the house, I mean, it just comes out in music, and it's what I'm thinking about. And, so a lot of times with song titles and song and that kind of thing and just song forms or whatever, they'll always be inspired by a situation. Even though I play instrumental music, it's always like a soundtrack to something.
And on that note, your songs seem like they might be inside jokes with your wife and daughter.
Or just with myself.
Is there any track on the record that has a fun backstory?
The first song, Codes, is... it's a steel guitar piece. I learned how to play steel guitar over the last couple of years, and this is really my first foray into recording it. But the song Codes was a lot of different codes that we have in our life, you know, my family's life, being like gate codes or codes to unlock your iPhone or,
right,
you know, just numeric passages. And I took a few of those and put them together and like in terms of intervals and made these little melodies that kind of cascade through the piece. And so that's what that song's based around.
So no one's going to be able to decode that, right?
If you can, you know, right, if you can, more power
to you. Be my guest.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the title of the record, Riding Dragons in Winter?
I think it's just like a fantasy I have, you know, or I feel like I live with two very adventurous women, you know, my wife and daughter, and the cover of the record is the two of them basically riding a dragon, and my daughter has her sword out and she's ready to conquer the world, and my wife is kind of in on it, you know, when she's kind of holding her just to make sure she doesn't fall off the
right
dragon. That's the picture, you know. And my friend Bobby Podesta, who is a friend of mine from high school, who's actually works at Pixar now, he drew that for me, and it just totally perfectly captures like just the metaphor, I think, of where we are right now in terms of you know, childhood and being parents and stuff, and trying to raise a little action hero, but also trying to make sure, like, don't fall off the dragon while you're doing it. But it's, you know, that kind of thing.
I love it, bringing back great graphic album covers.
Yeah.
Let's hear some live music. People are, I'm sure, chomping at the bit for this right now. What are you going to play for us and give us a little bit about it?
I'm gonna play one of the themes off the record. It's called The Soothsayer's Haiku, and it's I'm just going to kind of improvise off the theme.
Excellent. Let's do it.
All right. Thank you.
That's terrific. Guitarist Ross Hammond, and you can't see it, but your daughter's just over your shoulder in the control room here, and she's got the headphones on, and
she's probably not listening to me.
Listening to something else, but I'm sure she hears plenty of it around the house.
Yeah, she's old. It's old hat.
And tell us just in seconds, if you could just tell us about the show coming up at the Sophia.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be to schedule a concert at the Sophia Sikopoulos Center for the Arts. I'll be there Saturday, December the 1st at 7 p.m. And you can find out all the information on their website, which is bstreettheater.org.
Excellent. And it'll be a lot of the new album.
It's me and solo guitar and steel guitar and just an acoustic show. I'm going to take my time and play for an hour and a half. So, yeah, please come.
Sacramento guitarist Ross Hammond, thank you so much.
Right on. Thank you.
That is Insight for today. I'm Randall White. Insight produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Digital team, Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We are back with another live show tomorrow. As always, thank you so much for joining us today.